If you're stuck in the house, distancing yourself from others because of coronavirus, why not catch up on some quality television? NPR TV critic Eric Deggans joins us with his picks to take your mind off of the virus. Hey, Eric.
Hey.
Okay, so let's start with some upbeat sitcoms. There's NBC's Parks and Recreation and The Good Place, which just wrapped up last month. We have a clip here from The Good Place, which is about the hijinks in the afterlife.
Somebody royally forked up. Somebody forked up. Why can't I say fork?
If you're trying to curse, you can't hear. I guess a lot of people in this neighborhood don't like it, so it's prohibited.
That's bullshit.
I know that The Good Place is one of your favorites, and along with Parks and Recreation, they're both on Hulu and Netflix. What makes these shows ideal viewing in times like these?
Well, The Good Place, you know, it's ultimately this series about what does it mean to have chosen family, the power of friendship, and choosing to be good. What does it mean to realize that you're flawed and to choose to be good? And that's all the subtext that's behind just this really funny sitcom that has great actors in it, from Kristen Bell to Ted Danson. And then there's Parks and Recreation, which is just this really great comedy about the ultimate optimist. I gotta say, you know, Leslie Knope, the lead character, is somebody who really believes in the power of government. She really believes in it, the ability to sort of make people's lives better. But she's surrounded by this dysfunctional crew of people who make that very difficult for her. So we've got a clip that features Aziz Ansari, who plays somebody who works in the office. And we get to learn about his signature trademark phrase, which is treat yourself. So let's check it out.
Once a year, Donna and I spend a day treating ourselves. What do we treat ourselves to?
Clothes.
Treat yourself.
Fragrances.
Treat yourself.
Massages.
Treat yourself.
Mimosas.
Treat yourself.
Fine leather goods.
Treat yourself.
It's the best day of the year.
The best day of the year.
That's my new tagline is treat yourself.
I was going to say, I'm not going to tell you how long I went around saying, treat yourself,
yeah.
You know, but I mean, just that is enough to make you laugh. So, you know, between Parks and Rec and The Good Place, you got two really great comedies where the subtext of what they're talking about is also kind of heartening and may make you feel a little better in these times.
You know, one thing I always love to do on New Year's Eve is watch the Twilight Zone marathon. So there's some classics also on your list.
Oh, yeah. And you know, I'm a sci-fi geek, so of course I love The Twilight Zone as well. But the show that I really liked, well, let's hear a little clip and then everybody, I think, will know what I'm talking about.
To boldly go where no one has gone before.
Yeah, that's the theme for Star Trek The Next Generation. And, you know, being a sci-fi geek, I just really love the message of this show. This takes place at a time when we've already survived a Third World War. There's no money. Earth is united under a single government that respects everyone and everyone's equal, and all this stuff about racism and sexism is supposedly in our past. And we're reaching out in the stars to try and form an alliance amongst other alien races. And one of the things I noticed, I started watching it because I was also watching a show on CBS All Access, an update of the character Jean-Luc Picard from Next Generation called Star Trek Picard. So I watched the old episodes and I started to realize how good the best episodes really were. They still kind of hold up. Or you can go to CBS All Access and you can watch the modernized sort of continuation of that story called Star Trek Picard, where once again it raises all these questions about, you know, what kind of society do we want to build, and how do we build a world where everyone is equal? Another great message to consider in these times.
Okay, so all of your recommendations so far are optimistic and funny. What if that's not your cup of tea? You have any other recommendations?
Okay, well, in addition to being a sci-fi geek, I'm also a Western geek. So I really like Westerns. And so,
all kinds of geek.
Exactly. There's many shades of geek here. And I particularly love the modernized Western that's called Justified that aired on FX. It's gained a home on Hulu. There were 5 seasons of it. And it's centered on this character named Raylan Givens, who's sort of like a modern-day lawman. He's a U.S. Marshal. And he has a penchant for shooting people. And we even have a scene where he's stuck with his lawyer and a prosecutor trying to figure out what happened when he had to draw down on somebody. So let's check it out.
Would you like to make a statement?
The marshal's office has conducted an internal investigation of the proceedings
that occurred at the hotel in question and...
Well, let's just keep it simple, huh? He pulled first, I shot him.
There you go. So that scene happened in Miami. He was a marshal in Miami. As punishment, he gets sent back to his hometown, and he sort of falls into all these people that he has a history with. Mm. So in the same way that you might pick up an old Western novel, you could go back and watch these episodes and feel like you're kind of settling into a story that will distract you from what's going on right now.
Lots of options for that. That's NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. As always, thank you so much.
All right. Thanks for having me.